News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
George Wendt, better known as Norm from Cheers, has died at the age of 76. And I'm joined now by Brian Lloyd, entertainment journalist. Brian, Cheers, some people won't remember Cheers because it's been a while since it's been, I suppose, a regular feature. But it was, not only was it a kind of iconic and very long-running sitcom, but it was kind of groundbreaking in some ways, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. I mean, I suppose the fact, I mean, first of all, it ran for 275 episodes, which for a sitcom like this was pretty incredible. But also as well was the fact that, I mean, it was a little bit, I mean, you know, we kind of think of it, you know, like Norm coming in and everyone saying his name and you think of like Kelsey Grammer and it seems kind of lighthearted and stuff. But it was a lot more adult, I think.
Yeah.
Than people realize, you know. I mean, like, you know, Norm Peterson basically was a high functioning alcoholic, you know, that sort of way. Like, I mean, you know, he was in every single episode. He always drank beer. And I mean, the thing of it is that George Wendt himself was very open about the fact that, like, you know, he liked to drink beer and all the rest of it. And he was a lot more happier, I suppose, than Norm Peterson was. But yeah, I mean, it definitely was groundbreaking in the fact that it was a lot more subtly darker, I suppose, than people probably remember it for, you know?
Yeah, and actually it came from that era when things like Taxi and all those things were subtly darker. It was a mash. There was a kind of a bittersweet poignancy in a lot of comedies. I have to say, I met George Wendt. He was here once.
Me too.
Did you meet him at the Kilkenny, at the Cat's Laughs?
That was not a few years ago. I think he was over here doing like some sort of tourist campaign. He's been over here a few times. He actually did a film, believe it or not, in the 90s with Dennis Hopper. It's terrible. But it was called... it was really bad. It was called Space Truckers. It was him, Stephen Dorff.
I remember Space Truckers, yeah.
Yeah, and Dennis Hopper. And George Wendt was in that as well. But yeah, I didn't meet him at the Cat Laugh stuff.
Yeah, he was lovely. Really friendly, really easygoing. He was part of... There was a bunch of them over. He was part of... They were kind of the forerunners of SNL. They were a kind of Chicago comedy collective. I can't remember what they were called.
Second City.
Second City, exactly right. And a few of them were over and he was part of that. It was improv and stuff. Now, I have to say the comedy was a little bit ropey at times, but very likable man.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, and it's funny. Yeah, he started off in Second City, which produced the likes of, you know, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd. It was the early forerunner for SNL. And he was also on, if you remember, the show Whose Line Is It Anyway, if you remember that, on BBC late night. He used to be on, he used to be a regular kind of guest appearance on that as well.
Yeah,
so
they
he
were
had
very
a lot of background.
On the improv. Last before I let you go, did you ever go to the Cheers bar in Boston?
I did.
Me too. We're like super fans. We're like stans here, even though we're probably not. But yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
It's funny, yeah. I mean, like, I tried to go in and, like, the place was absolutely jammed. It doesn't look at all. I should, for people who are
it's a bit different.
It's totally different. It's completely different. And it's a bit of a tourist trap, let's be honest about it. But the outside of it is exactly the same as it is. And, you know, they still sell the T-shirts and all the rest of it. But, you know, the inside of it is, it's completely different. So if you're going in expecting the long bar and you're expecting to see Woody and Ted behind the bar, no, you're not going to see that.
Look, you know... R.I.P. a lovely man and an iconic character, Norm from Cheers, George Wendt passing away. Thank you very much for joining us on that. That is Brian Lloyd there, entertainment journalist.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.